Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1232, and the writing is shir number 385. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're in the middle of the Halachas of Shinoi Mokoim Holchei Drachim. We're sort of coming to the end, Bezras Hashem, and then we hope to go through various different parts of Hilchos Brachos. We want to try and cover a lot of ground, Bezras Hashem. You know, after Yom Tov, we'll have more straight weeks, Shirim coming out every day, Bezras Hashem, and try and cover a lot of ground. There's still a lot of ground to cover, a lot of ground to review, and all in Hilchos Brachos, making brachos the right way. Okay, so in any case, continuing where we were in the last few Shirim is very important, especially when one is traveling, and even more so on a plane. We were talking about a plane in the airport. These type of things come up, and there's a lot of, I don't know if it's the right word or the wrong word, bahola. There's a lot of, the people are running and jumping, flying the flight and the suitcases and everything, and the tickets and this and that. People can very easily lose track of time. So the bottom line is, one has to keep track, be very careful to keep track of time between the bites. Let's say somebody's eating, right? And they ate the shir, right? We've spoken about in the past, you have up to 72 minutes. You have to take a bite within 72 minutes. Let's say potato chips or whatever you're eating. It could be Mizonos also, right? If you don't take a bite within 72 minutes, unless it's a very large meal, which we're not going to get into right now, but regular standard eating, one loses the shir. They lose the time they could, the time they have to make the after bracha. So one has to be very, very careful. And when it comes to drinking, even less of a time, right? Many places can hold not more than a half hour. But the average, you could go up to 72 minutes. There are those who hold 70, but one should be careful to keep it within a half hour. Okay. So now, moving along, due to the hustle and the bustle, the whole hustle and bustle running around in the airport itself and getting onto the plane, one could very easily lose track of the time, and they'll just lose the chance to make the after bracha, right? We've spoken about the bracha before, how that works in general, but now we're dealing a little bit more on the after bracha part of it. So we spoke about the fact that one should be careful to make a berachas fashos before getting onto a plane. One of the reasons is you could definitely lose track of the time, especially in that part of getting, when you're getting onto the plane, right? People say, they make an announcement, boarding this flight, boarding that flight, and people start to get online and waiting, and then sometimes people see the ticket and they're not sure where they put the passport, well, this and that, things come up all the time. So therefore, if one was taka eating or drinking in the airport itself, and they finish that item for now, right? And they, assuming that they ate the share or they drank the share, they ate or drank the right amount, and they're not sure what, when, and where they'll be continuing to eat or not continuing to eat, be it as it may, but for now, they're not continuing to drink or not continuing to eat, right? It's not like they're standing online. Especially getting onto the plane, you can't bring drinks on anyways, these type of things. But be it as it may, bottom line is one should be very careful to definitely make the berachas fashos once they did eat or drink the shir and they're done, right, in order not to forget in conjunction with everything that is going on. If and when they decide to continue eating and drinking, right, then they'll just make a new bracha. And again, like we said in the past, that it's not these halachas, by the way, apply not just on a flight itself, but on, all the time. But again, this is not, I just want to stress, it's not something that we call a bracha sheina tzricha, because of the fact that if somebody is in a situation where they're not sure what when and where, right, whether it's halacha lemaisa or the situation itself, they're done, they don't know if they'll continue eating, or there's a good chance that they might lose track of time, like we've been talking about in our case in the airport and airplane and so on. So then one should just be very careful to make the after bracha, whether it's the berachas fashos or whether it is the alamichi, it could be an alamichi also, right? Berachas fashos, as we've been talking about in reference to Shina and Makom, but when we deal with the after bracha, it goes with everything. It could even be with benching. Somebody eats a small meal, right? We always want to review these halachas again and again. Somebody eats I say small meal, but I mean a person, let's say, eats a sandwich, right? And after you take the last bite, you have up to 72, you're supposed to bench right away. You're supposed to bench in the place where you finished. But in case one did not, for whatever the reason is, you only have up to 72 minutes, Mishabura tells us, in order to bench from the time of the last bite. It doesn't mean from the time you started eating. From the time of the last bite, you have up to 72 minutes. So one has to be careful in all these instances, not just berachas fashos, not just alamichia, but whether it's benching or any other after bracha, to make it as soon as they're done, especially in a situation like we've been talking about, airport, airplane, and it goes in any type of situation whereby one feels that there might might be some sort of a question. It's very important to keep track of time in all these cases. And the reason why we keep on stressing, you know, places of there's a lot of hustle and bustle, when somebody's at home, somebody's in the office, it's a little bit easier, right? The person's at home, they know the, you know, the little bit more relaxed atmosphere, as they say, a little more, sometimes in the office, a little bit more relaxed atmosphere, and they're keeping track of the time, how much time, you know, between sips, how much time between between eating or whatever the case might be, because but we don't realize time goes very fast. I know in the past, people many times, not many times, but here and there, people actually WhatsApp or call, you know, well, oh, I forgot to bench. What do I do now? So we're not going to get into all those halachas right now, but it comes up. It comes up. One has to be very careful. Nobody wants to lose a birchas hamazon for sure. Nobody wants to lose any after bracha for that matter, right? We want to be very, very careful with these things and not run into any questions. Thank you for listening. Aslachim bracha. Kol tuv.